Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is there is no excuse for impolite manners. Vulgar language as a representative is not cool and must not be tolerated by Democrats or Republicans. It is not partisan. Well, Michiganders, we from Michigan have a Federal House of Representatives freshman who was newly elected 2018 from the 13th Congressional District. Her name is Rashida Tlaib, a Palestinian American. Having served in the Michigan House of Representatives as a Democrat, she is one of the first Muslim women in Congress and a declared socialist. Before the formal January 2019 swearing-in ceremony of the Federal Congress, during one of her anti-President Trump political speeches, she venomously avowed, "We will impeach that MF." She actually declared the words for MF, folks. However, I cannot state on the radio the actual words for MF. The word is vulgar, offensive, disrespectful, and ill-mannered. Representative Tlaib not only represents her 13th congressional district, but she represents our great state of Michigan. I personally am appalled and revolted by her impolite language. She seemingly has no civilized manners or respect for the office of the President of the United States. She only apologized for causing a distraction, but did not apologize to the President. Prior to the 2018 election, Rashida Tlaib disavowed the State of Israel, admitting she was anti-Semitic. Because she is an admitted racist, why was she elected to represent one of our great state's districts? Now, I was hoping that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi would reprimand her and censure her, but Ms. Pelosi stated, "I am not bothered by it. It is not a big deal. It is no worse off than President Trump. I'm not in the censorship business. I don't like it, but I don't tell my colleagues what to say." Folks, President Trump isn't always the most elegant speaker, but he has never used that level of vulgarity to the public. As constituents of our great state of Michigan, we expect courteous behavior from our representatives portraying our great state, not this tawdry, cheap, tasteless language demonstration. Hillary Clinton declares that in order for civility, the Democrats have to be in control. Really, Ms. Clinton? Tlaib's foul language and manners represent civility? Well, I think not. A Democrat or a Republican, there is no excuse for repulsive manners. The children of America deserve first-rate role models. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.